Mobile.
Had to go out there to Ernie and Vanessa's and pick up a step for one of my other customers that I'll see tomorrow.
You run around all over everywhere.
Yeah, trying to help people out. So, it's what it takes sometimes.
But you know what? We don't really mind it that bad. It's just something we need to do.
Sorry, I had to take a pause there. I'm trying to get away from this truck that's towing another one on a trailer that is not strapped down very good.
Dang, you be careful out there. Don't want nothing to fall off a trailer in front of you.
I noticed it because the F-150 on the trailer, when he stopped, rolled forward about 6 inches.
Somebody needs to teach him how to tie stuff down.
Surprised at how much of that I see out here.
Me neither. I've seen it all, I guess. If I hadn't, I've seen most of it.
That's one of those hotshot drivers is what that was, had that tied down like that.
As it is, you'll know better next time. I haul cars for a while, and I tell you, if you don't tie them down properly, they will get away.
I took a close look at how he had it tied down. The trailer deck is just two ramps, and the ramps are expanded metal, and he's just got the straps and the expanded metal, and it's pulling it up off the trailer.
Oh, well. Yeah, maybe he'll get it to where it's going. I hope he does anyway.
Kill somebody.
But, yeah, I do too, Patrick. You know, they don't think about everybody else or what might happen if something like that come off.
Isn't that coming off from the White Horse Road over here and all this traffic?
It looks like the big one at Talladega.
Exactly what it would look like.
That's the way it goes. Well, you be careful, Lilo, when you get up there. I'll holler at you on the net later this evening, and I'm fixing to arrive here at the store. I got to jump out, run inside, get a few things. So I'll say 73 for now, and we'll talk at you in just a little bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, good to hear you today, and glad you figured out what's going on with that radio. But, yeah, I'll talk to you tonight on the net, and then you tell Joy Elise and I say hello. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.
I'll do that, and I'm just glad it wasn't a radio, and when, you know, I don't mind it being the antenna. I hate that it's the antenna, but I'd rather it be the antenna than the radio.
Antenna is much cheaper to replace and easier, too.
4CBA Mobile. 4CBA. KF4NXY. How you doing, Dave?
Doing pretty good there, Dave. How are you doing yourself there? Sounds like you got a baby in the room with you.
Permanently 2-year-old, you know, that's how he functions, cockatoo. And it's his bedtime, and he don't want to go to bed.
Goodness. well, I'm just glad that's your responsibility and not mine. We had this guy, a neighbor across the street when we lived in North Cliff subdivision up in Traverse Rest, and had this humongous cage, and I don't know what kind of bird it was, but it was a big bird. That's all I know. And I mean, it was like gigantic. And so I never saw it out of the cage, but it was plenty loud.
Hello?
they're calling the flocks what they're doing. They're trying to round up their buddies, and they can hear each other for well over a mile, you know, out in the jungle.
Really fascinating how animals can communicate like that. Whales and dolphins and I guess probably other fish can communicate with each other and underwater. And they say a dolphin, I think it's a dolphin, only sleeps with half his brain sleeps, the other half is awake.
Never heard that. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't think I'd ever heard it until I was watching, some kind of show. it's probably on Smithsonian, I imagine. And it was talking about dolphins, and it was just really interesting. But anyway, the stuff you learn. I enjoy watching those Drain the Oceans show. This is absolutely fascinating how they can do that and make a ship or submarine or whatever it is appear to be in the sunlight again, so you can see more detail, and this is something else.
Yeah, they can be right fascinating. But on a totally different topic, a friend of mine today, he kind of showed some interest in ham radio, so I put together a little outfit for him, a little old 2-meter mobile and a couple of handy talkies and a couple of magnetic mount antennas and a power supply. So he's gone home to see about hooking all that stuff up.
Mighty generous of you. I hope he enjoys that, and that'll get him kind of jump started, and maybe later on he'll be in a position where he can get on HF or whatever. But anywho, so you didn't have any antenna damage from this these storms that came through?
You had a few big trees down out in the woods, and I had one fairly close to the house. Got it, a guy that works for me, he got it kind of pretty much cut up, with the chainsaw. I need to get a new chain for the chainsaw. It's about worn out, but anyway, but thankfully, praise the Lord, didn't have no really serious damage. We were just without power for 9 days, and I was able to get a hold of a pretty good generator and had a source to buy gasoline, and we kind of limped along for about 3.5 days with that, and until the power come back on, so it all finally worked out.
I had basically the same setup. My power was out, I think it was 9 or 10 days. I think it was 10. And I had a portable and ran it during the day out back, and ran the refrigerator and all the stuff that we needed to run to watch TV. And Then when it got dark, I brought the generator in because I heard they were stealing them. So, and you know, we have a battery pack, and it would run. We just plugged the refrigerator into that, fully charged. It would run it till about, I think, about 4:30 or so, and then when my wife got up, she gets up earlier than me, she would get back up and take the generator outside and start it up and you know, get it going, and we charge that battery pack back up during the day, so it worked out pretty good. But we got 3 5-gallon jugs of gas now. So we certainly don't need 3.
Yeah, I don't want to see another situation like this happen again. I'm thinking real seriously about getting one of them whole house systems. I think Tom might actually have something like that at his place, you know, where, you know, it kicks in when the power goes off and, you know, running off of natural gas or propane or something, and then, you know, it's not a lot of aggravation.
I know several people that have the, you know, the Generac system, or there's another brand, I can't remember what it's called. It's, never heard of it before. My brother-in-law, has one that runs his whole house, and he said they're cheaper than Generac, and they have a better warranty than Generac, so, and it did fine, runs off of, you know, natural gas, and so anyway, I guess, you know, we're kind of on the fence about possibly moving sometime, so we just don't want to make the investment. We have invested a lot of money in that place, but I think it's time to quit. I mean, it's in very good shape, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can tie up some money. I've, you know, had concrete put here and there, and I've had little sheds built and some modifications on this, that, and the other, and then the whole house generator system. That's a nice hunk of change, whether it's a Kohler or Generac or Briggs & Stratton or whatever name brand. It's, you know, you're looking at putting a nice hunk of money in that. But then, you know, on the flip side, not real crazy about trying to find gas for a generator and keeping the thing running 24/7 for several days.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing. This thing held 4 gallons of gas. But it really, of course, you couldn't run the whole house on it, but it just kind of sipped the gas. It really wasn't that bad. And I don't know if it would go all night if we filled it up right before we went to bed or something, but I never gave it the chance. But anyway, well, and I have a sister who lives in Maggie Valley, and she lives on a real steep hill. Her house is built on that hill, and it's it's an interesting design. But anyway, but she has a Generac that runs off of propane. They have propane up there, and she never lost her water. So she came out pretty good. I was kind of surprised, but some of my other relatives up there, I've got an aunt up there and some their children, which are my cousins, and you know, she didn't have any water or power, so they finally got a water back home. It's kind of a funny story. Her and her children all went to Florida because one of them had bought a house down there in Palmetto, Florida, which is real close to Tampa. And that storm came, and they had to, you know, get out of their place down there because of the second storm. So they probably should have just stayed put, but, you know, they just didn't know that at the time. It's just kind of funny when you think about it.
I imagine they think it's too humorous right now. Maybe a few years from now they might see it as a funny situation. But so are you out heading for pizza or playing tennis?
I am out to play tennis, and I got a game at 6:00. So I'm just moseying on. I'm over here on Patewood, going by the hospital right now, and a lot of traffic, especially going the other way. I'm glad everybody's going, not everybody, but most everybody's going the other way. So that's fine with me, because I hate being, you know, sitting in traffic. It drives me insane. But anyway, don't get me started with that.
Yeah, most of the time if I'm going somewhere, if it's, you know, if I get the wife to do the driving, and this is an area I'm real familiar with, and I'll drive. But yeah, I've gotten where I really don't care to get behind the wheel a whole lot.
Well, my wife had rather drive. She doesn't particularly care for my style of driving. if you know what I mean. So, whenever I ride with her, whenever I go with her, she's driving. So, in fact, if she's going anywhere and there's other people involved, she's driving. So, she will not ride with anybody. But she's been in a couple of pretty bad accidents back to back, and she neither one of them was her fault. But you know, just kind of, I think well, the doctor said it was PTSD, so she just that's the way it is. But anyway, I guess it could be worse.
If, you know, I had three back-to-back accidents, I think I remember you talking about one of them where, you know, the car was, I think you said it was pretty much total, had to get something else. So I'd be a bit, you know, leery. I'd probably have the PTSD myself. I wouldn't want to get out there amongst them at all.
I went in the car with her when she had that last one. She was going to our oldest grandson's baseball game, and she got hit by a guy, and he was either drunk or stoned or something, and he had a truck, a pickup truck, and then he came down this hill. She was sitting in the parking lot of a convenience store and gas station, and he was going so fast. He was coming down the hill sideways, literally sideways, and hit her and totaled the dang car, our car. And he didn't have any insurance, and he didn't have anything, so we had no recourse to get any of our money back. So, of course, we paid for an uninsured motorist on our insurance, but, you know, it just kind of made me mad that, you know, we couldn't get a nickel out of his pocket because he didn't have one to give. Unfortunately, that's a lot of times that's some nitwit like that that doesn't have any business on the road, doesn't have any insurance. He probably got a suspended license or no license, and you know, the list goes on and on as to why they shouldn't be behind the wheel, but and nevertheless they're out there and they cause wrecks, and then, you know, nothing gets done to them. They ought to, you know, lock them up for at least a few months behind, you know, in the county jail just for doing something stupid like that. But just, you know, they don't want to feed them and take care of them in the county jail. They'd rather slap on the wrist to turn them loose. Before CPA. Yeah, well, that's the case here. No insurance, no, I think his license was suspended, or he didn't have one of the two, and he left the scene of the accident, and I'm not sure if the guy in the pickup truck was hurt, but I think he was, and of course my wife was hurt, but not seriously, and it just tore the whole driver's side of that car. It was a Honda. God, what am I saying? It's a Toyota Highlander, and it was a great car. Not a thing wrong with it, and we probably would have driven it several more years, but anyway. The only reason he went to jail was because he left the scene of the accident with injuries. If there hadn't been any injuries, he would have just gotten a ticket. And I think he only spent two nights in jail, and that was it. They let him go. And I don't understand that. I told my wife, I said, why do we pay insurance? I mean, what the heck? Why don't we just get a couple of junkers? And if we have a wreck that's our fault, we'll just leave it on the side of the road and go get another junker.
Yeah, at one time my wife worked for J.D. Hollingsworth, and I think, you know, he had some kind of deal going where, you know, he was considered self-insured. You know, he had enough money that if anybody that, you know, it was under him had a wreck in one of his vehicles, you know, he took care of, I don't know, some kind of complicated deal. I don't know if you can still do that or not, but I know any time I've ever even changed car insurance companies, if they don't immediately notify the state, I get a nasty hate mail from the DMV, you know, we want your tag. You don't have liability insurance anymore.
That's a big no-no. They been with this company for since 1976, and been paying them. It's when we lived in Northcliff in that house there in that subdivision, and we had roof damage and from hail damage, and so you know, our roofer let the insurance company know, and he told me, he says, y'all haven't been paying roof house insurance. I said sure we have. I said, we have a, you know, we pay a mortgage on this house. I said, we have to have insurance on it. You know, the bank's not gonna let you have a mortgage without insurance. Everybody knows that. And he said, you know, well, you're not paying me. I said, yeah, I am paying you. And I could have got him in a lot of trouble, but we just let it go. I don't know why we did, but we just let it go. And it wasn't too long after that we moved. But, sold that house and moved. But anyway, that just really ticked me off. And, but anyway, well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I guess I'm going to go ahead and get out and, you know, get warmed up and get ready to play here. It's, looks like the wind's still blowing a little bit, but maybe it won't be too bad.
Good luck with your tennis match. Hope you have a good game and enjoy your activity there. And I'll talk at you again sometime. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Dave, will you behave yourself? And I'm glad you didn't get flooded out or blown away or anything. And we will talk to you, as you said, we'll talk to you later, and you have a good good rest of the day. And take care, KB4.